Confidence in the economy slipped slightly in March, according to the National Statistics Office. The overall confidence indicator fell back by 0.6 points compared with February. It's the first retreat in 5 months and a sign of how fragile the recovery is. Industrial confidence fell back by 0.4 points and consumer confidence by 1.2 points. Gains in previous months mean the overall index stands at 88.3 points compared with 75.3 in March 2009. The index was set at 100 in 2005.
Prague Airport's ambitions to position itself as an international transfer hub are taking shape following the decision of Emirates Airlines to launch regular daily flights to the city from Dubai. Prague Airport has announced a mid-term ambition to take on Vienna Airport as a gateway to Eastern Europe. That means stepping up long-distance international flights into the airport and developing onward destinations. Altogether, Prague has announced 131 summer timetable destinations. New destinations include the Kazakh capital Astana and the Russian cities of Novosibirsk and Kazan.
Global online marketplace eBay has taken another step into the Czech market with the launch of its international market service in the Czech language. The step should help Czechs buy goods offered anywhere in the world, but Czechs can still not sell internationally via eBay. The Czech Republic was one of 6 European countries where local language versions of the international service were rolled out. Many local internet marketplaces and auction sites have already developed well ahead of eBay, such as Aukro and Hyperinsetze. eBay suggests buyers will be tempted to it because some goods are cheaper abroad than in the Czech Republic.
Two of the Czech Republic's 3 car manufacturers announced 2009 results this week, and the picture at Škoda Auto and joint venture TPCA is more or less the same, with sales up but profits down or unchanged. In spite of record car sales, Škoda Auto net profits fell by around two-thirds to around 3.5 billion crowns last year. Toyota and Peugeot Citroën joint venture TPCA said sales were up by almost 6.0%, but pre-tax profit was flat at around 1.4 billion crowns.
Prague is set to profit from some more delocalization by Germany's prestigious stock exchange service company, Deutsche Börse. It has announced the relocation of around 370 staff out of expensive Frankfurt and Luxembourg as part of an ongoing cost-cutting program. Two-thirds of them will be resited in Prague. The Czech capital already hosts most of Deutsche Börse's back office settlement and information technology operations.